Hi, everybody. This is Ron from the Creation Lightship. And tonight's our night where we will be going to the Creation Lightship for healing. And I think we'll also bring in one of the Defense Fleet ships here that you can actually go up on and feel and sense. So I think we're going to do that first off here. It's very, very interesting to feel the energy. Remember, these ships are multidimensional. And when you go on it, you will be actually in physical form. And you will still be where you are now because you're taken up out of time when you're not here. And I'll describe that to you. You're like a sine wave, or if you want to look at a computer, just on, off, on, off, on, off. And we know that when we're here all the time, because, you know, we can touch our, you know, our fingers, you know, and scratch our head. But we don't know when we're not here. So when we're not here, that's how we're transported. So what we're going to do is bring in one of the defense fleets. So what I'd like you to do, if you would, is to click on tonight's show, which would be Creation Lightship Healing. And I'd like you to scroll down on your scroll bar and pass the light beam. And we're going to bring in the energy through the lightship insignia. And that's probably about, about 3 inches down on your scroll bar approximately. And this will be a very fun experience for all of you. This special defense fleet ship, and you're all going to have one which you're going to be actually be on and experiencing. This ship is pure love energy. And it's just quite awesome as it comes into your room. Remember, you're going to be on it physically when you're out of time. So it's coming in right now to your room, and it's going to come in if you want to feel the energy of it. It'll come in through the lightship insignia that you should have up in front of you on your monitor screen. And if you wish, you can put your hand about a foot in front of your monitor and move it back and forth, and you'll feel this tremendous love energy off of this lightship insignia. And so I'm going to count to 10 as it enters your room. And you may start to feel your body changing frequencies. A lot of people have commented that their hair and their, you know, arms kind of get raised a little bit here. And then we'll put you into that frequency of this here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So right now you're on this beautiful lightship. It's fairly small. The actual size on it, on this one that we're actually viewing and being on, is about 135 foot in diameter. It's circular. The physical height on it, according to them, is about 4 levels, which is about 45 feet. And so here we are. We're on it right now. And just kind of sit back and relax and feel this love energy coming from this defense fleet ship. Remember, the light ship has to go out and battle the darkness, especially at the time of ascension. There's a lot of imposters of the light that's on this planet. And they also get their energy from the dark side, which mimics the light 99.9%. And so the reason why there is the ascension that happens every 2,000 years is so that the light can actually kind of wean out of it, disconnect itself from these darkness energies that's trying to take over the light consciousness. And we can kind of all relate to that. Just how life on this planet is. I'll put some music on for us right now and just sit back and relax and enjoy this beautiful energy of this defense fleet. You should feel your heart expanding out now. And you can also communicate your mental telepathy. Just ask the beings that are on this ship, these light beings, about maybe what they're doing or how they can assist you. Your whole room should be buzzing right now, probably including yourself. Thank you. presence for a while here. And we'll just start doing some clearing now of entities. It feels like, to be honest, they all left you. So I don't think we have any entities. The frequency is just so high. We may have some seers listening. If they are, you might want to comment on the fast chat. You can go underneath the light beam and just click on BBS fast chat. And you're going to be able to comment of what you have sensed or felt. That's wonderful. I do have people who can actually see the light beams. It's quite awesome of an experience when you have that divine love energy in your presence and you can actually see them. So the entities are gone. We'll do a chakra alignment now for everyone. And so here we go. We'll go to the heart center first and reposition that. And we'll have your heart center get reconnected. Perfect. Going up to your throat chakra. Good. Third eye, good. Most of these have already been done by the defense fleet ship force here. Power chakra's fine, second fine's first fine. Okay. And remember, they're out of time, so we could be there much, much longer than what we have been down here for the last couple minutes. Because we're in their time when we're out of time. So at that point, time's an illusion. So here we go. Do a chakra opening to go body width here. So, heart chakra, I'll use the word spin. So spin, open. Throat chakra, spin, open. Third eye, spin, open. Going back down now to your power chakra below the heart. Spin, open. Second chakra, spin, open. First chakra, spin, open. So what we'll do is, since we're on this light ship, we're going to go traveling. I do this once in a while on our four-hour conference calls. So for those of you who would like to experience doing this, you can. Here we go. We're going to be going full speed ahead. We'll go straight up right now and stop. And we're going to go straight down now and stop. And you may feel your body change frequency slightly. We're going to go to the right and stop. And the left, and stop. And now we're going to do like a loop-de-loop. So we're going to go in a circle. So here we go. And we're doing a circle right now. We're going clockwise. Now we're going to stop and go counterclockwise. And now we're going to do like a figure-eight pattern. And there we go. One pattern, two patterns, three patterns, four patterns, five patterns, and stop. And if you notice, there's really no G-force. It's all instantaneous, and you really don't get queasy as you go in circles and do stops instantly. One of our comments here is that the lady mentioned that she has intense light shining from her fingertips, her fingers, so that's wonderful. You might just check out your fingers, put your hand in front of you, and just kind of have a light in your room and kind of squint your eyes a little bit, and you might be able to sense the glow around your fingers. I believe that some people are actually experiencing their heart getting very, very light. I mean, you're in pure love energy right now. Next, we're going to go to, we'll go to the center of the earth here. This is a very nice experience here. So we're going to go from light ship where this defense fleet ship has taken us, and we're going down and traveling to the earth here. And now we're hovering above the earth. The earth, as we're looking down upon it, I would say looks like about maybe a 1-inch diameter ball. And now we're going to go into the water, and we're there. Now we're going to go through the water in the oceans to the crust of the earth, and now we're going to go into the earth. And we're going into a location where you might want to call it, I'll just use the word center earth, middle earth or something. It may not relate to anything else as far as books, but we're going to a location where there's actually a sandy beach and there's water in the earth here. And I'm seeing one sun, and the defense fleet ship that you're on now is hovering over the sandy beach. The beach is a very, very fine white sand, and we're now being able to go down to the sand. So on the bottom of this little light ship, a ramp will appear and come down to the sand. And it's hovering about 10 foot above the sand. And as you walk down the steps, down this ramp, the step that you're standing on is green. And the one that's in front of you is a very neon-looking, like orange step. Okay, this is so you know which way you're going. And they light up as you step on them or approach them. So here we go. We're going down, and now we're going to be walking on the sand. And if you notice, you're kind of like floating. You're not really doing an imprint on the sand itself. And we're going to bend over now and take some sand in our hands. And it has no physical weight to it whatsoever. It doesn't float, though, but it does float through our fingertips. But you can actually feel that it's just so fine, and it's almost like powder, but there's no residue on your hand. So I'd like you just to kind of play with that for a little bit here and feel it. It's very, very healing. And we're now going to go into the water. The water is crystal clear. And we're approaching the water now and walking into the water. And now we're going to do some swimming. And the air is completely different. You can take a deep breath right now if you wish. It feels very good. Very good. Okay, and we're in the water. We can breathe underwater also. Like I said, this is one of the few times that we have done this on the show. I do it periodically on the four-hour conference calls. And we're now swimming. You can see forever underneath the water. And we can see different types of plant life. We can see fish around. So if you wish to communicate with some of the fish, you can use your mental telepathy to do this. They'll even allow you to touch them if you wish. So be very gentle. And we're kind of all swimming together. We're probably separated by about 50 feet. So we can have our own personal experience here. So I'll just allow you all to swim with the fish. And let's put some music on so you can enjoy this experience. And then we'll be back in about a minute here. Remember, this is where you are now. You're in the center of the earth, we'll say. And you're having a wonderful experience with the inside of the earth. This is really close to, we'll say, the connection to, if you want to use the word Mother Earth, you could. Very high frequency love energy. Comments here on the fast chat. I'll just read them here. This is the most awesome place. I love it. Hello, I can feel the energies when I move my fingers through the air. I can feel the energies. It's so peaceful here in the center of the earth. Beautiful, dreamy-like. The weather is so peaceful, non-turbulent, very nice weather, so perfect. I love the water. Way different. This feels way more like home than the surface, that's for sure. Everything seems to communicate in love without words. In other words, as I can feel, you know, the light from my fingers, and just a lot of people who are more sensitive will say can feel this here. It's very nice. So now we're going to come back, come out of the water. We've had our experience there, and if you can remember this and actually have seen anything down there, you know, it'll change your life from this moment on. We're now going and walking on the sand. We can look at the sun if we wish. It doesn't hurt our eyes. Everything is just very, very beautiful, very peaceful. And now we're walking up the ramp, going into this small little defense fleet ship. And again, what we're standing on is green, and what we're approaching is going to be like a neon orange. And now we're on this little defense fleet, and there's actually four light beings there who are helping us. They communicate with us, and we're ready to leave. And now we're starting to leave, and we're coming into the surface of the earth. And now we're going into the water. And now we're going to go to the light ship, and we'll be having some light ship healing here. Normally I prepare people before this, but this is all done beforehand as you were tuning into the BBS radio show. So, and this portion, unfortunately, will not work on the archives for anyone, only because of the interference from the dark side that we have here. So our healing is going to begin now. We're going into a room, which is what we call the orientation room, where we're selecting our doctor teams now. Remember, each team is three doctors. Most of those are males. And the females are also there, but the females interface the males. So they're in between us and the males, and they communicate our wishes to them and also watch the male doctors and their procedures. And we're going now into the first procedure room. This is where the hot tubs are. And the hot tubs are very, very pleasant. If you're in an area where it's very cold, you can request just inside of your head to have the temperature of the water a little hotter than normal, a little warmer than normal, I should say. And it'll also change your body temperature down here. You can request that if you need to be just a little bit warmer. Maybe, I doubt if anybody has a problem with being too hot, so this is why I just requested to have your body temperature increase a little bit. The hot tub is used to help detoxify our body. And we're in this room. Next room we're going into is a room where they are going to help us if we have any physical pain in our body. So what I'd like you to do now is to go to your monitor screen and scroll up a little ways from the lightship insignia, and you're going to see a beautiful light beam there. And we're going to bring her energy in so you can experience her energy in your room also. So here comes the energy from the light beam. And what normally happens is that the rays around her picture will change frequencies, change colors, become more vibrant. Her eyes will start to be able to emit much more white light out of them. You're going to feel the heart connection. And also you're going to actually see her face become a little more three-dimensional. So I'm going to increase the energy down here. Here we go. And she's coming in here. And it'll take her about 10 seconds to energize. Another comment is on the fascia that we have, I'm having pulsations going through my body. That's very nice. And you might feel your body changing, maybe get some goosebumps, maybe some warmth different places. This is the healing energies coming into you. So if you have anything that you wish to request now for healing, go ahead. Only request one thing. This is a really short session tonight. If you'd like the light beam, just to concentrate on what you request. Just remember, if you have something that's more major, they'll work on that first. And we can do a water charging if you like. I would recommend getting like 8 ounces of water. So go out and do that right now, and I'll just do some talking for the next minute here, and then we'll do water charging. So the next room that we're going into is a room where they have a large crystal geode. This is amethyst. Very, very beautiful. It's probably about 15 foot in diameter, and we're levitating. And we're on our back, and as we communicate through mental telepathy, through our thoughts, these energies are picked up by the crystals, and they're going to do their healing work on us. Another room that I am picturing that someone wants to go into is a room for cancer. So we're going to go into a cancer screening room right now. They're putting a piece of like glass in front of us that's opaque. And you can't see through, but it lights up red and orange where there's cancer detected in the body. Normally you don't see this, and they don't show it to me either. And we're now all being escorted into another room for treatment. So again, just request your healing. And she's here. So, just like we all have our water right now, maybe I'll wait another half a minute. So for the people that are brand new to the show, what will happen is the light being is going to connect heart to heart with you. Remember, the light ship only works with love energy. They don't work with mind. Mind is like the opposite of light energy. It's the reason why we have troubles down here on this planet. And it's mind controlling energy. So the light ship only deals with heart energy. And during the ascension time, which is why it's here, is to get rid of the mind energy that's on this planet. And the thoughts, the mind control of the dark side, and also your thoughts that may not be too correct either, it'll no longer exist. And so they take away that energy completely. It falls off the energy of love and light. So if you have had maybe courses, classes, attunements for the ascension process that deals with mind energy, and you gotta maybe memorize sayings and things like this and mantras, none of that's ever going to work because it won't be in existence. It'll be taken away. So if you're planning on doing something like that, and there's a lot of practitioners now making money doing this, I'd recommend save your money, spend it more wisely, because that energy will not work here. And that's true of special tools that you may have bought or necklaces or anything like that. Toward ascension, they will no longer work. The whole thing is your heart energy. It's your spirit connecting with your body. So here we go. Take your glass of water, put it in front of you, and you're going to start to feel, if you don't already feel, this beautiful love from this light being connecting to your heart center. And the energy is going to be moving down your arms, out of your palm of your hands, down your fingertips. And she's starting to activate the water right now. And this will have special light codes into it for you. And the water will taste different as you drink it. This will take about a half a minute here as she's doing this right now. So just kind of sit back and feel the energy in your body right now. Okay, about another 10 seconds here. Great. Okay. Well, have some water from the light ship. Take a sip, take a drink, as many as you want, and if you have any extra, you may want to put it in your bath water tonight. You need probably about a cup of water. That's good. So you're probably feeling a little bit light. That's how I would probably perceive myself right now. The densities are leaving you right now as you're on the light ship. It's probably pretty difficult to think a negative thought right now because of this love energy that's being transmitted to you. We're going into another room. And this room is where they can work with our joints and our body. So if you have any concerns there, request a healing. Going into another location. This is a room where they have a large swimming pool. That's how it appears to us. It has liquid light energy water in it. It's silver and sparkles like diamonds. And coming to us are the whales. And these whales are the golden whales. So there's golden whales on the light ship. and there's regular whales. There's different types, but these are the golden ones. So to give yourself a nice experience, we're in this water now. There's three of them. I'd like you all to put one of your hands out in front of you and move it out maybe toward your monitor screen. And about a foot away from your monitor screen, you should feel a presence, okay? And you can even move it off of your monitor screen now, and you're still going to feel that presence. Now, on the light ship, you're actually stroking the skin of the whale back and forth and up and down in whatever pattern you wish to do. And so you're actually making contact with the divine being that materialized for you, just like yourself on the light ship. So just move your hand up and down, and you may feel the texture of the skin of the whale. Very, very beautiful. And you might even feel that energy transfer from the whale into your hand physically down here. So we're with the whales now, and we can swim with them. Request healing. Think of something in your mind. And they'll talk back to you, too, if you wish. I'll put some music on so you can experience that. And just enjoy this divine experience with the whales. To another location. We're still in the same rooms and areas that we have been in previously, so they're still working with us. We're going to go into a room that has a waterfall, a beautiful plant life there, a lot of ferns, and the waterfall has the same silver water flowing down it. And we're underneath the waterfall right now. This is going to help to cleanse our auric field and all the different energy bodies around us. So you should feel really refreshed in a few minutes here. We're going to bring in one of the divine oxygens. There are 18 different types on the light ship that we can breathe. And they're wanting me to bring in to us number 13. So here comes number 13 oxygen. And we'll just increase it down here. So take a few deep breaths and maybe take some more, maybe every 15 seconds here. So here comes this number 13 oxygen. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Ah, feels great. So this is quite nice. We're going to bring in also number 3 oxygen. And here here it comes too, so you can sample a different type here. So here comes number three. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Yep, that does, it has a little taste to it. I'm going to sample it right now. If someone else wants to comment on how this number three tastes inside of their mouth, you can. It's kind of, it's very fluid to me. And I'm getting a lot of saliva right now, so this is what it's doing to my body. We're going into another location. And let's see, this location is where they're going to be working with our muscles. So if we have any muscle concerns or aches, request healing. And another team of life being doctors, remember there's three of them in unison, is going to start to work with our sinuses and our throat if we have a sore throat. Since some people catch colds this time of year here as the weather changes into winter and it gets very cold outside. So here we go. We're going to request healing there. And we'll put some more music on for you to experience and just sit back and enjoy the beautiful light beings working with you. And I'll see you back again in a few minutes here. Going to a different part of the light ship, and this is where the masters are. We're going to go into the location where Jesus resides, and I'm going to count to 10, and at 10 we're going to be in his presence, and he's going to be coming through the picture of the light being on your monitor screen. So open your heart up, and here we go. We're in this room right now, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And connect to your spirit in your heart center and connect to Jesus through your heart center, through your own individual spirit. that will just stay in this room some more. Again, request your healing. And you're with Jesus right now, so have a wonderful experience. Experience that was. So I guess we have a question on the fast chat here. Does the light ship work with 3D UFOs? I guess they're talking about for healings, etc. The answer is no, because the 3D UFOs do not hold the same integrity of light. So the word is definitely not. They only work with themselves, pure light energy, and they're here to do the ascension process. And the 3D UFOs will also be going through the ascension process, too. These people, these other beings, other races of extraterrestrials. So they're kind of doing what you're doing, hopefully. And that's getting ready for ascension, because the whole universe gets dematerialized instantly. So the light ship does all of its own work. The thing that happened there most recently is a couple of months ago, they took away the off-planet mind control from the dark side. And or negative ETs or the beings that were created by the light ship that were kind of walking on both lines, the light and the dark. And so those energies are taken away. This is why your body feels much calmer today than what it has 2 months ago. They're going to be changing the rainbow again. They changed it about 3 years ago. So if you see a rainbow, it will be different. So you may want to look for that to have a nice experience and be changing the oxygen here on the planet. And they have already changed the sky. The sky is actually bluer now than what it was. That was probably done about maybe 3 weeks ago. So they're doing a lot from their end down here. And what you're going to want to do is just kind of watch really high in the sky, kind of go above the chemtrails if you can to look at it, and above the clouds. So it's very, very beautiful. We're going into another room. This will be our final room for tonight. And this room is where you were created on the light ship. And you're going to see a beautiful silhouette of light as you walk into this room. If you don't see it, you will actually feel it down here. So I'm going to count to 10 again. And at that point in time, your beautiful presence of your full spirit is going to come fully into your body, and you're going to feel the energy. It's quite profound. So here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'll just put some music on again. Connect with your own spirit. This is your own divinity. And the light ship just recreated you in wholeness. And stand your heart. Start to come back down from the light ship here, and we're coming down, and now we're here. So that was quite an experience for myself. I really enjoyed it, and a lot of comments on the fast chat here, and Kyle has here, and then you sense a change, and nothing feels the same. Love comes walking in, and that's what this experience is all about. It's reconnecting to your own divinity, your spirit inside of yourself, and this connection is who you are. You never have to look outside of yourself for your answers and guidance. It's all with you, and the light shift teachings are what Jesus taught here on this planet, and just to sum that up, the whole thing is not to go outside of yourself. Connect with your divinity. Don't pray to false idols and other gods, etc., to dilute your spiritual energy by giving it away. So just by stating that, that eliminates the churches and organized religion. So So as you can see, Jesus probably would not be accepted at all on this planet if he were to walk in. And so it's quite interesting how they have taken it over for monetary gains. So your divinity is always with you. Don't get involved with, say, group meditations, trying to focus your thoughts somewhere, because a lot of those energies that you're connecting with, not knowing it to you, is the dark side energies, and they can steal your soul. This is happening quite often now with a lot of the practitioners who are doing work, thinking that they're in the light because they got connected with something, and now they're doing their practices here. So you have to be very, very careful. This is why we always drop you into your heart center. This show, we didn't do it quite that way, but the light shift did it for you instantly. So the whole thing is to go within to your heart center, get your spiritual guidance there, so that you can be whole and complete. And if you have any books, just get the one book that's out there. You have to make it yourself, the one page, and it'll just say, go within. That's all that you need to know. The spiritual hierarchy is no longer here, so if you're attempting to connect to maybe, Archangel Michael, or, you know, Archangel Gabriel, or different names that you have used in the past, Mother Mary, those energies are off-planet now. They left probably about 2 months ago, because the energies were being connected still through the Galactic Federation, and because the Galactic Federation could not hold spiritual light frequency 100%, they were removed. If you wish to connect with those beings, then you must go through your heart center. And that's kind of how it's working. Those beings will not channel through anyone at this time, only because of the reason that they cannot hold integrity through any channeler. This is why you have to get your own answers. This is the ascension process, to go within and not to go without. And if you do go outside of yourself, then you're going to be getting probably erroneous information. It may sound good to you, but it's not going to be the truth that you need. Your spirit has your own truth. And spiritual guides have been released also. If anybody has passed on recently, we'll say, they're no longer going to be here. They left, and so basically you won't have any guidance around you, only because, for the same reason, you must go within for the ascension process. If someone is saying they can connect to a guide of yours or something, then typically that person is going to be connecting to entities. Either the entities are communicating with them, which you don't want anyway, or they're getting entities around you. So the main thing is the inward process now. That's all that's happening. Go to your heart and connect with your own divinity. And this is just the way it is at the end of each 2,000-year cycle. I'm trying to think what else we could do here. I'm going to do some sample healings here for people. We'll do an emotional clearing. Remember, the light shift does not work with emotional clearings or emotional energies when you go to the light shift, because that was not created by them. It's created by the earth spirit here. So here we go. We're going to do an emotional clearing for those who may need this here. And I think we all need emotional clearing. I'm going to go from this point in time back to your last birthday. So here we go. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And next to your back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And next we'll do a feeling body. This one may or may not be needed by a lot of people. It's still good to have it. Some people don't live in feelings, and then there are people who do. So here we go. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more year. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And we'll do one more clearing, a mental clearing. This is like defragmenting your home computer. It can make you think a little quicker, a little faster. So here we go. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. next year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, and one more year. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. Okay. These are clearings that I do for people who wish to move on to get rid of their baggage. These clearings just have to be done one time. They're permanent. And I go from your current age back to conception. And we're having a special event coming a week from today. It's our regular once-a-month four-hour ascension call. It's a call where you can charge water, seven containers of water. The cost is $60, and you're on the light ship for the full 4 hours of time. Working with the light beings, they bring in special energies to us. And it starts at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. If you wish to come on, you can give me an email or call me up. If you wish to be on our email list, go to the very bottom of this page that you're on right now, and there'll be a form that you can just type in your email address, and they'll give you an email, and you can confirm that you wish to be on it. So we got about maybe half a minute to go here, so I want to say blessings to all of you, and I hope you really enjoyed this experience here. It's quite awesome, especially when you go up on the Defense Fleet ship. It's quite something to experience that. So, blessings to all of you, and hope to see you soon. Good night.